Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, now what's up? This is Sharon X, the Coach Parker. Welcome to Ignite the Fire of Your Confidence. This is Saturday Night Live, where it gets live around here. I'm so excited about this topic. Man, listen, it's time to deal with some relationship issues. It is time to get dirty. Video, I said I'm about to take the gloves off, because listen, enough is enough. It is time for us to look at things from a real perspective and get on with the business of living. I just left an amazing time with some sisters at a girls' night in. Shout out to my sister Sylvia Robinson for putting that together. Yesterday, I had the pleasure of going to Faith Church West Palm Beach, a women's event called I Am Fearless. Yes, yes. And this is Sharon X, the Coach Parker. I'm so, so excited. So listen, guys, we got to get down to it for real. I don't have a song today. I don't have a song of the week yet. You know, I try to take a light approach when I'm dealing with life and relationships. You know, I'm a life coach. So I try to coach you guys through, and I try to, you know, make it celebratory all the time, even though times things get hard, you know. But listen, guys, listen. Push me. So now, listen, I am ready. I am excited about actually doing some things with you guys and just getting really transparent and getting honest about life. You know, a lot of people, men and women alike, are suffering out here. Unfortunately, you know, I'm a woman, and I don't want to try to deal with women issues because I believe issues are issues. I don't believe that there's just a women's issue or men's issues. I think we have people issues. But listen, guys, I'm taking the gloves off today because, you know what, we have really got to start dealing with the real deal because so many people are out here hurting, you know, and we can do better. And I say that because many of you know my story and what I went through to get where I am, and many of you want to know, how do you bounce back? How do you bounce back from a relationship? How do you bounce back from something that appeared to be huge? You seem like you're not hurt, you're not, you know, bothered. Well, yes and no, because it depends on how much you invest in a relationship, whether it's a relationship with your significant other, someone you're considering marrying, or whatever the case may be. It just all depends what you put into it. But what I'm learning is that, you know, we're allowing our shame and our guilt and time to be the deciding factor on what we do in relationships. Listen, we've got to get over this, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, we got to get over it. And we've got to get on to the business of living, loving, and liking ourselves. You know, I understand, been there, done that. It took me a long time to get here, and I tell them all the time, listen, don't look at me like I got here overnight, because I was walling out too, and I used to, you know, be led and drugged by people and all that. But now I have to step up to the plate, and I have to be here for you guys. I'm here for most of you guys one-on-one. I'm usually here. I do well with one-on-one. I have no real desire to be big and famous and have all this, but it looks like it's really I'm being pushed to really, really get serious about what I'm doing and really deal with the serious issues of abuse, issues of hurt, these broken men, you know, these broken men. Unfortunately, for me and for a lot of us in my community where we come from a bunch of broken men. We come from broke men who have not had the ability or the opportunity to be able to stand up and be the men that God has called them to be. And so we end on taking on these men because this is all we see. But just because that's all you see, believe me, that's not all that's out there. And so being able to stand up in who you are, that's what Lisa Nichols talks about. She talks about standing up in who you are and not apologizing for you who you are. You know, at this women's event that I went, you know, I noticed we were talking about women, and one of the questions, the blind questions was, why do black women not get along and why do we have these problems? I said, listen, guys, this isn't a black thing. This is a people thing. People have issues. It's either a male or female. It doesn't matter. I mean, it's a culture or community thing. It's geographical. How were you raised? what was your thinking? Like, my mother raised me to think that men's purpose was to give me money only. Now, I still believe that's my purpose, but not in the sense of me just using them, but that it's a man's responsibility to take care of the home. And I believe that it's the woman's responsibility to take care of the inside of the home. So the man goes out, the man does what he needs, protects the perimeters of the house, and the woman protects the inside of the house. I'm not saying that women shouldn't have jobs and they shouldn't have degrees and they shouldn't do any of those things. But we have to be clear about our role. We have to be clear about the original design of God was. I don't care what the world is saying out here. I don't care how they defining marriage or redefining marriage. It doesn't matter. Because when you look at a thing from its origin, when you look at a thing where it came from, who was the originator? When they get through talking, God created man and woman. It don't matter. Now, however you live your love out of your life, I don't judge anybody one way or the other. If that's what you want to do, that's fine. But because when you look at it dynamic, when you start getting into a relationship, it doesn't matter whether it's man and woman or woman and woman or man and man. What breaks up the natural cause of things is because physically your body was not meant to bring together and commune that way. When people be in homosexual relationships, it's just like a man and a woman. It's a relationship they deal with the heart, matters of the heart. Now, here's the thing. I personally believe it's a lazy way out because to be with a woman or a man to be with a man, you're being with your own kind. There's no challenge there. There's no differences there. I don't care if you dress it up like a boy or girl like a boy or boy like a girl. At the end of the day, you're still wired the same way. But when you take down the gender part of it, people are just people. People want to be loved. People want to be cared for. People want to be valued. People want to be significant. People want to do all those things. So that's where gender don't matter. That's when only when you figure out that it doesn't matter who's in a relationship together. People have relationships with their animals. They love their animals like their children. So it's all internally, it has no gender. But when it comes relative, meaning how do I relate to this person? How do I relate to this person's emotions? How do I relate to this person's actions and behaviors and makeup? How were they wired by the creator? At the end of the day, when they created the car to drive, cars don't fly. I don't care if you put wings on it, because if you put wings on it and you start putting engines on it like an airplane, it's going to be called an airplane, okay? It's going to be an airplane. It's not, you can't change that. If you take an airplane, put it on the ground, put wheels on it, give it a steering wheel, the airplane just became a car. However, they still transportation. It doesn't matter. It's just a form of transportation. So when you start looking at things from these perspectives and you're dealing with these relationships, yes, we got to look at them from several dynamics. Yes, we got to look at them from a male perspective, because of how we're wired, you got to look at it from a female perspective, true. But when you start looking at the heart, when you're looking at the matter of the heart, you're looking at the same individual. They feel the same. They bleed the same. All of that is the same. But it's time. We got to get, listen, you guys have pushed me to this because, I'm like, okay, I have tried to be a nice little sweet coach for y'all. But listen, it's time out for this foolishness. It's time for people to get up and get on with the business of life and being able to release people so they can live, release people and let them go. And not feeling like if you made a decision like I did to get married to an individual, and then I decided and I noticed based on my values, because you got to make decisions based on your own values. I heard someone say the other day, and I've heard it before, a decision is a decision not made, it's still a decision made. It don't matter. But see, guys, listen, we've got to get to the point in our lives that we make our decisions based on us, based on what's best for us. And, yes, it takes time. So if you want to get better, you got to do better. You got to reach out. You got to be consistent. You can't be saying one day, oop, ouch, it hurt, then it stopped hurting for a minute, and then you go back and you do it again. You're just only going to re-sprain it or re-break it all over again. You got to get fully healed. You got to. You got to look at all the dynamics. And I'm sorry, I'm speaking to the black community today. I'm not a black woman. I'm not a woman. I'm a God's child. But at the end of the day, we have got to start really looking at the dynamic around us. The only way I'm able to retrieve who I am is by looking at my history. When I got divorced from my ex-husband, I didn't want nothing but my name back. I heard God saying, reset the button. You'll hear me say that a lot. You got to reset the button. Sometimes you just got to reset. So that means that I had to go back to Parker because that's where my identity was. So I had to go back, find my identity, and bring it up to where I was, which was 12 years ago. And I had to reconnect to my history. I had to reconnect to that place that was good for me. I had to reconnect to that. But then I had to understand what was the disconnect. See, we're starting to settle. We settle because we're not settled in our spirit on who we are because we're not taking out the time. And so what we're doing at the ladies' meeting we went tonight, and we were kind of going back and forth about how to approach a sister, how to approach a person, and how to do this. Yes, there's ways to do that. But at some point, somebody in the community ought to raise up and say, enough is enough. Okay, listen. You know, like I said, all y'all know, most of you guys know my history. Most of y'all know what I've been through, how I got here. And so I'm telling you what it takes to get there. It ain't going to happen overnight, but it's got to happen one night. At some point, you got to make a decision, first of all, that you don't no longer want to deal with it. You know, I am learning how to say things to people in a way that doesn't offend them because I get all excited about things. As you see, my voice get elevated and, you know, people think I'm hollering at them and things like that. So I'm learning how to kind of like be like, you know, saying things in a way that people can receive it. But listen, at some point, you got to get up and get out. You got to reach out. You got to build a community for yourself. You got to build a circle of people. My loneliest times when I had people right there, my best friend right there, but I didn't utilize her friendship. I didn't utilize her, you know, her being there. What I learned from her and my daughter and my ex, Jesus, I just got a bunch of exes, you know. I began to learn how to create a healthy environment for myself. I learned how to allow people in my life. I started asking for the right kinds of people. You know, just having folk in your life, you got to have the right kinds of people for you. And is that going to happen all like? No. But it can happen it quicker than it would if you was on your own. You know, getting confidence when you've been torn down all your life. You have been told you're not. Those voices we talked about, go back and listen to some of the shows that I did on voices. You know, being true to your own voice, creating your own voice, following your own voice, knowing your own voice. Because when you begin to know your voice, you'll stop listening to other people's voices. And you'll start following your voice, and you'll be like, that does not sound like me, and therefore I am not listening to that. And you stand firm on it. Is it easy? No. Is it productive? Yes. Will you feel better? Of course. Will you celebrate? Of course. So my sisters out there, listen. You know, y'all wonder, how am I making it? How am I getting over? How am I getting over things? Because I just get over them. Because after some point, it just done got old. Things get old. And now we just spinning our wheels in the mud. We ain't going nowhere. And standing up in your truth. What is your truth? Your truth is your own personal developed value. You may bring some of those values from your parents, some from school, from here, from there. But guess what? You are building you yourself. That goes for men too. That's why I didn't want to get caught up in just doing women. Well, my best friend keep pushing me. She keep telling me, you know, I still don't see it, but I didn't see being a coach, and she called it out. So I trust her like that. But I'm starting to see, I just don't see the full picture yet and how I'm going to reach the women because I don't want to leave the men out. They hurt too. I want to build a women's ministry. If we get one more women's ministry, we just set the men out all together. You know, one more women's conference or women's business group, and, you know, and we, women got everything. We need the men to get together. We need the men to get healed. We need the men to get empowered. We need the men to get confident, you know? People think because I'm a woman, I'm doing I Am Confident, that only women should be on the show. That is so ludicrous and narrow-minded. Because everybody has the right to be whole and live a whole life. Now, male or female in my life, if you choose to stay broken, then I'm going to give you the right and the key to do that. But what you're not going to do is be broke all over me. That's not going to happen. And that's no offense. The best thing that ever happened to me, and I just say this for me, was a 12-step program. People don't really understand. Even the people in the program don't get it. It's so powerful. It's so liberating. One of the questions they asked at the women's meeting tonight, one of the blind questions was, what is wealth to you? For me, wealth is freedom. Freedom to spend, buy, live, go, share. That's what wealth is for me. That means I got enough of it that I can give enough out that I don't feel depleted. I don't feel like I can't, you know, and I got enough love. I got enough peace. I got enough joy. I got enough money. I got enough of all these things that can be extended outside of me. And to me, it's richest with wisdom. It's richest with wisdom, material things with wisdom. But at some point, you know, you got to know you can get back up again. At some point, you got to know, as long as you got life and breath in you, you ain't stuck nowhere. You don't have to stay with nobody. You don't have to stay on no job. You don't have to do nothing. You live in America, and this place is abundant. Lack is only because there's a lack of knowledge. When people don't have, and yes, you can find a season in your life where you can't find a job, you've been on a job, you lost a job, and it closed down. I'm not saying life don't happen, but you can get back up again. One thing I learned, that I'm never, ever held hostage by no one decision. No, I am not, and no, you are not either. Confidence says, you know what? I made a mistake. Oops, I'm sorry. Because I thought this looked this way, and maybe I'm going to go back and revisit my own thinking and see what I need to do in order to make sure that this doesn't happen again. But some things just life, and you learn from them, and you grow from them. If you guys seen on my Facebook page this week, I posted something, reposted for someone else, and it said that I think it said something like, I don't lose. I either win or learn. It's all about you either going to win or learn. And if you learn, you still win because you learn something from that. So I see I got a few people on the line. I really want you guys to get in. We only got 30 minutes, so I want to open the line. If you want to share, raise your hand. Just push the 1 on your keypad on your phone, and I'll know that you want to get in and you want to share on the line. I welcome you because it's just, I Am Confident is a community of people. As we learn how to stand up in our truth, as we learn how to be who we are, and don't apologize for that. People tell me, I think I'm better than that. I am, and I don't apologize. Yes, I am better. I am. I didn't say I was better than you. You're comparing yourself to me. I'm saying I'm better than what you're doing. I don't want to do it. That ain't what I want to do in my life. And I respect you because that's what you want to do in your life. Respect me because I want to do that. And I don't want to do that in my life. So, again, if you guys want to comment or ask a question, you can press 1 on your keypad on your phone and I can get you into the call. So I'm fired up about it, you know, and I'm excited about it. But I don't know which way because I know I'm very, very positive about certain things, you know. But I know that at some point, we got to reach back and pull up our sisters, reach back and pull up our brothers. Because it don't make any sense to pull up the sisters and the brothers are still down. It just don't make no sense. It's going to tilt the scales. You're going to be imbalanced. So So we're going to have all these healthy women and all these unhealthy men. That's just going to be retarded. It makes no sense. Everybody might just stay unhealthy and be dysfunctional if we're going to do that. So I don't know how we're going to reach the men. My desire is to get married to a strong man who has come through and is able to reach back and build a men's ministry along with me building a women's ministry or a business, whatever we want to call it, so that they can come up together. God said that the man and the woman will have dominion over the earth together. We're not supposed to be ruling and reigning on our own and by ourselves. It makes no sense that I'm 50-something years old and I'm still trying to figure out how to be married or have a husband or whatever the case may be. Because I'm constantly improving myself. I'm constantly doing the work. And nobody's making the men be accountable. Y'all got to be accountable, brother. Listen, you cannot just keep on floundering around and not being accountable. I mean, I don't know. I could be beating a dead heart, you know. But I believe communities can change. I believe that people can change. But are people going to get together and rally around the change? That's the only way Obama stayed in this office for 8 years. His whole rally was change. He echoed that over and over and over and over. And whether they want to get him to prop us or not, you're going to always have haters. You're going to always have people that say you didn't do it. And this, well, you can't do everything. Obama's just one person. He didn't run an entire country that was in disarray. It was just disconnected. It was wars all over the place. The economy was out of control. But he won the people because at the end of the day, everybody won't change. But because in our community, we're not seeing change. What we're seeing is adaptation. We're adapting to the situation. We get a degree in adaptation. We get married in adaptation. So we adapt to it. So we're the best of the worst. We rise 2 steps up ahead of it. And then we create these little circles, these little cells, like they do in recovery. They call them sponsors and sponsee groups and all that old stuff they call. And then there we go. We segregate it again. Because then I got my group over here. I got your group over here. And these my sisters and these my, you know, the Bible tells me that my sisters and my brothers are the people that do the will of God. So miss me with that. When we can reach outside our circle and touch somebody else, my best friend ride or die. I ain't changing her, I ain't doing none of that. But the one thing that I love about our relationship, we look outside each other all the time. She got her circle, I got my circle, and you know what it does? It makes the circle bigger. If I need to go over in her circle and hang with her people, they welcome me. If she come and hang over my folks, they welcome her. That's the way it's got to be. Your circle can't be just your little circle. It's got to get out of that. I see someone's raised their hand. Let me let you in because we're down to 6 minutes. Well, welcome. Good evening. I am confident with the coach, Ignite the Fire, Saturday Night Live. We are talking about relationships with yourself and with others. What's up, Carla?
Hello. You are truly on fire tonight. And I just want you to know how much I'm enjoying this. And I also have one of my ride and dies that's connected with me. But, you know, because they're, like, on their way home from work in a different state. So I just kind of, like, hooked her in with me. But what I wanted kind of to comment on, we were kind of talking about this last night, and we talked about, first off, let me elaborate on the relationship. Your relationship is, I mean, you have a relationship, I don't care where you go, not necessarily just with a man-woman relationship. It's a relationship with your coworkers, a relationship with your church family, and so forth. And then having all these various relationships through my Christian walk, and getting closer to God, I've learned that you truly have to know who you are. It starts with self.
Yes.
You have to know who you are. And in my circle, in my family circle, it's a ride or die. It's like, you know, you have to love me for being me, but you have to let me be me. I'm not trying to change nobody for being who they are, but we can learn and enhance from each other. But people have to know who they are. You have to know what your purpose is. You have to know what you want. You can't always go through life trying to please others, because then you're miserable. And when you're miserable, then you may have a tendency to make other people miserable. So I've been listening to the shows and reading, you know, your comments on your Facebook blog. I kind of like, you know, be glued to a lot of situations, but you really set my soul on fire. And I'm truly grateful that you're out here to reaching out to the community. So people can just first, you know, I always use the word self-check. Check yourself.
Yes, I like that.
You know, re-examine your mind process. You know, sometimes you have to, you know, do a thought process and see, you know, what you want.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's all about self-check. I mean, it's all about check yourself or you wreck yourself. Because, you know, we're a train wreck waiting to happen if we're not all right with who we are. But I understand to get there, it takes work. You got to do the work. You got to put the work in. And then you got to start standing. You got to start standing in your truth. But you don't, if you don't know your truth, you can't stand in it. And that takes time. That means reaching out and touching somebody. That's reaching out and asking questions. And then learning how to be humble, how to everything I'm learning, I don't have to respond. Don't require an answer. I posted something the other day, said some request or something, you just require my silence. I'm not even going to say nothing. Even if I want to say something, learning to choose your battles. That's another thing.
Absolutely.
You
got
to learn how to choose your battles. You have to learn how to choose your battles. That is the most, I'm finding out a lot of these battles I was fighting was just a bunch of nonsense. It was people struggling with who they are. They were struggling with their own things. They were struggling with the things that they were going through. And I just happened to get in the vicinity. So when I see you swinging, I need to move back because I think you swinging on me. You swinging on yourself.
Absolutely.
And that's
what
the caller is saying, learning how to allow people to be where they are and being all right with who you are. The only way we can let people be where they are is that we are all right with where we are. I thank for the caller. I'm so excited about that. I'm going to go ahead and mute your call so I can go ahead and close. We're down to 2 minutes, but thank you so much. But we're getting ready to close. I'm excited. I'm really going to pray and press, and I'm going to really kind of like, you know, a lot of times when people have a vision for you, you got to go ask them what do they see. And so I need to go out here and ask people, you know, that has been pushing me in this area, but I still don't want to limit. I don't want to limit this to just women. Because it ain't going to do no good. Because, I mean, for me, example, I done rose up to the occasion, and now what? You know, now what? What do I do now? So, guys, listen. Spread the word that the coach is on fire. She had took the gloves off. She was being real nice. But now we're about to deal with the real issue. So for the month of May, we're going to deal with relationships for the whole month of May. The whole month. Relationship with yourself, relationship with your kids, relationship with your significant other, relationship with the corner store, because I won't go to a place that don't treat me right because it's a relationship, like the caller said. So I just want to thank you guys for tuning in. We're about to be off the air. I'm so grateful for all you that tune in to I Am Compo with the Coach. You know, a lot of times people don't tell me until they really get close to me. I'm watching you. You're helping me, and I thank you for that. That gives me courage because a lot of times you guys don't get on the call or you don't say anything. But I know you're out there. I know you're out there. And when the time comes, you're going to say something. So just continue to be supportive of everyone, not just your brothers and your sisters. Your sisters, be supportive to your brothers and continue to listen. We'll have a longer time on Tuesday, but I Am Confident, Ignite the Fire Confident call on Tuesday. So make sure you tune in. I love you guys so much. Have a great evening. I really wish I had more time to talk about. I really got more to say. But love you. Have a good evening. Remember that you can and you will. Be confident. Be you. I am Sharon S. the Coach Parker, your confident coach and your motivational messenger. Love you so much. Have a great evening. Now, we are off the radio, and so the recording is off. So I'm going to give you guys a few more minutes if you want to talk and you want to ask a question. We still can talk. We're just not recording. So I'll give you guys 5 more minutes if you guys want to share anything, just because we do have 2 callers left on the phone if you want to do that. If not, if you do, press 1 and we can share. And if not, then in a few seconds, I'll just go ahead and hang up and let you know. I'm so grateful for all of you. I believe this is going to be a Ignite the Fire year. I really believe that. I believe this is going to be the year that we explode. And you got to explode in your own area. I'm not going to kill myself running all over the country when we all are in our different areas. We need to have chapters of Ignite the Fire, and you begin to ignite the fire in your community. Have your husband or your spouse or your significant other, men ignite the fire, women ignite the fire, children ignite the fire. And just, you know, and we set this thing on fire just like the purpose-driven life that happened. You know, it ignited everything. They had the 5 love languages for couples and singles and children now. So you can have the men's group ignite the fire. You can have women's group ignite the fire. Let me get this caller in right here. I see a hand up. Good evening. Welcome to I Am Confident with the Coach. Ignite the fire. This is the coach, and I've taken off my gloves.
Hi, Coach.
What's up? Hey.
Hey, Coach. I wanted to thank you for being so courageous to be so transparent, and that being so transparent, you always get my thinking going about who am I, you know, and how do I rise to that of being confident. I mean, and you said something pertaining about living in your truth, you know, because I can say that I believe in myself, but am I as confident as I say I believe in myself? I just wanted to thank you, because the more I listen to you, the more I begin to, just a tad bit, I'm not there completely.
Right.
But by listening to you, I am becoming more confident and not afraid to speak up for myself, nor speak to myself.
Oh, I like that. Speak to myself. That's good.
Absolutely.
I like that. Speak to my. I like that. You got to bring that back next week. That's good, this Tuesday, because that's pretty profound when you say not only speak for myself, but to speak to myself. Mm-hmm. That is where our confidence comes from. When we speak to ourselves, when we say to ourselves, I can and I will be confident, be me. I will be fearless. You know, I will be relentless. I will be resilient. I am resilient. I am, and that's the, instead of being, a lot of times you can keep being something and never be it. But when we begin to affirm ourselves and say, I am resilient, I am fearless, I am fierce, it, now it gives us a whole nother energy that says that this is what I am right now. And, you know, we, us beginning to just step up to the plate, we all moving. And that's what I love about this community. It's not y'all just moving. I'm moving too. I'm moving in confidence too. And that's what the God has said, this is not about me. This is about us, creating an us community where, and it was just a vision just came when I said, women ignite the fire, men ignite the fire, children ignite the fire. Because when it started hitting the community, just like purpose-driven life, people's lives excelled in spiritual things untold with that. When that man came out with the 5 love languages and you learn how to communicate to your child in that child's language, relationships start to improve. And we got to use all those tools. So if we sit in the fire in the men, and we sit in the fire in the women, and we sit in the fire in the kids, and we sit in the fire on our job, and we're sticking a match and throwing gas on it, then the community changes. And it's not about one person going all over the country doing anything. I'm not saying that. Well, you do have to do because you want to make sure your programs are set up in the way that you envisioned it. But if everybody got fired. It ain't no one person. Everybody got a community that you are in charge of, that God gave you, that you are responsible for. And that's why I want to do these tours and these workshops and seminars, go and train leaders so that you can be an Ignite the Fire leader. And you can go and you can ignite the fire in your church. You can ignite the fire in your community group, in your association, whatever the case may be. Start your own group. Start your Ignite the Fire group, home group, where people study. Get to, and you can use materials that's already been established. You don't have to, you know, I haven't written anything yet, but we can use the five love languages because that's how you learn how to communicate to other people. We can use purpose-driven life, but we're doing it with Ignite the Fire, though. It's a whole nother you add to it. And I probably will have my own materials and things like that. I'm sure I will. But in the meanwhile, it's all about building your confidence, learning how to go out and get the help that we need, making ourselves whole, and then going out and making other whole people. And then not settling and not compromising and taking a risk and being fearless and be willing to lose to win. Because sometimes everybody don't win. I mean, they might win. Tiger Woods might have won all once he got out there. But, honey, believe me, he missed a few holes before he got there. Michael Jordan, all those people, we saw them after they done failed a few times and perfected their gifts and their craft. Well, I am confident about perfecting you and become the best you can be. Be skilled at you. And then all that other stuff will be fluffed. Everything else. So we on the move. It's one of them fires. You don't see it until it's blazing. You don't see it because it starts in one home, one person at a time. That's how brush fires start. It starts in one little spot, and once it catches on. This is a community. I know God said this is a community. This is the community, meaning this is a people who love and care about each other. And that means everybody is going to get raised up that be on this call. It ain't for me to come to your city. You pay me to buy all my books and my paraphernalia. It's not about that. It's like, yeah, you bring me to the city, but you bring me to the city so I can set your city on fire. And, of course, it takes money to travel, of course. Write your own books. Write your own material. I'm just saying. That's what Ignite the Fire is. It's empowering other people to do what you're doing, not for them to pay you all the time. Pay yourself. That's what my call is, for people to be empowered themselves. And if your people are empowered, they will bless you anyway. It don't even matter. But everybody can't afford to go to $800, $1,000, $1,500 workshops and seminars to hear what I'm saying right now. People pay that, but everybody can't do that. So we're going to ignite the people in our community, build ourselves up, and then you build up somebody else, and you build somebody else, and you keep building. And you build a fire. So anybody else? I see I got one more call. Anybody else? Were you still caller?
What?
Well, it's been a good call. I'm glad. I'm glad that you guys called, and I'm excited we'll have more time next week. All of the calls and radio shows are recorded. The first 30 minutes of tonight's show is recorded, and then on Tuesday they're recorded. I don't have an audio team, so I am the team, so I have to try to edit and do all this other stuff, and so I have quite a few shows from on Tuesday that are backed up, but as I work closer to getting that stuff up, I'll get it out there to you guys. listen to the material. People paying a lot of money for it. You got it free. So take advantage of it and use it to your good. And just tell somebody, share for me, share I Am Confident with your on your Facebook page, and take the links and encourage them to come and listen. When somebody going through something, refer them this way. Let them know, okay, go to class, mm-hmm. let's talk to the coach. That's the only way it's going to get out there. It's not going to get out there if you don't tell nobody.
Mm-hmm.
You got to tell people about it. My pastor, they'll tell you, my dad, everybody's got a broken heart, a broken brain. I say, go see him. Because if I found something that works for me, then I'm going to send that people over there to get it. So send people this way. Point them toward the coach. Let them listen to some of the recordings, to the radio show. Because the bigger we build a community, the more we'll have to get healing out here. We got to get it out. Now, I'm out here trying to do it worldwide well, but I can't do it. You guys got to help me. You got to share, encourage. Everybody, listen, tonight, go hear the coach. Not because you bumping me up, because the message is going to set the people free. If the coach is doing anything for you, then you might want to extend that to somebody else. If I hear something good, I send y'all links. I send y'all, put on y'all page. I post on my page, because if it set me free, I want to see other people free too. So let's build this community up. Let them know this month we're going to be talking about relationships. I'm going to change up my advertising a little bit different so people will know exactly what our topics are, so that they'll be able to adjust themselves. But it's going to be on relationships and relationship with yourself in relationships with others, and how to build a healthy relationship for men and for women. So if we can get some of these men, somebody cracked me up so bad, they inboxed me and said, what did they call it? A bubblehead or something? I said, oh, Jesus. I said, okay, not a bubblehead. All right, okay, well, we can. It was like, I could have called them something else, but I'm like, they didn't. I was like, okay, thank you. I appreciate it. But just encourage people on your Facebook page. That's our communication to get on the page, or text somebody and say, here, listen to the show. People that don't want to be up late at night can get me at 8 o'clock on Tuesday. People who night owls can get me up at 11 o'clock on Saturday night. And bring your information and your stories and your things so you can help other people as well. Because, again, it's a community. They want to hear your voice as well as mine. And I don't have a problem with sharing the stage, because you might say something that I might need to hear that day. So I love you guys. Y'all have a good evening. I'm finna clean up this house. I have books and dirt all over the place. So I'm about to try to act like somebody live here. You guys, I'll see you guys on Tuesday at 8 o'clock Eastern time and 7 o'clock Central time. I am Sharon S. Coach Parker, your confident coach and motivational message. You have a good evening. Rest well. And all of those who go to church, enjoy God tomorrow. Love you guys. Have a good evening.
Good night.